Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 16. Liberty, not license. Now that's the title of this discourse, but actually it's the title of a book I wrote, Liberty, not license. There's a serious misunderstanding about the theology of the new covenant. Some people think that because the believer is no longer under the law of Moses, he's free of all law. No, he is under the law of Christ. And the law of Christ is not passive, let go and let God. It's not some woolly thing or fuzzy thing, which might be summed up in the word love, whatever that may mean. Of course, love is the root of the new covenant obedience, love for Christ, love for God, and so on, love for his word. But no, there is a serious misunderstanding here. Liberty is not license. I remember the headmaster of my school at the end of the winter term, he was giving us a few days off, and he said, "Now remember, liberty is not license." I didn't have a clue what he meant. I know what he meant now. Look at what we have here. Peter is in the midst of arguing for progressive sanctification. And this verse 16 is very clear that the Christian is at liberty. He is free. He is liberated. He is redeemed. Redemption means deliverance from slavery, from bondage. But this does not mean license. Let me read the verse to you. 1 Peter 2, verse 16. Live as free men. Well, there you are. There's the liberty of the gospel. Live as free men. We're no longer bound in sin. We're no longer condemned under the law. We're never no longer in bondage to Moses. Live as free men. We're no longer given up to pagan ideas and all that. Live as free men. But, and that but is most important, do not use your freedom, your liberty, your redemption, your privilege. Do not use that as a cover-up, as an excuse, as a pretense, so that you can live a life underneath of evil, a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Not as servants of Moses, but as servants of God. Now, liberty is the great thing. John chapter 8, verse 31. Christ is express about this. Christ brings freedom. The truth shall set you free. Live, live, live. You get this in verse 12, you get it in verse 16. This is a duty, my brother and sister. The truth has set us free, but we have the duty to live to the glory of God. The letter to the Galatians is full of liberty, redeemed from the law of Moses. But Galatians chapter 5 and 6 were under the law of Christ. A different law, different regime, but under the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Keep step with the Spirit. Abide in the Spirit and so on. Do not. There's a negative in the law of Christ. Do not submit to evil. Make liberty an excuse for license. Don't allow your freedom in Christ to become an excuse for carnality. Live as servants of God under Christ's law. Now, it's all very well evangelizing, my friend, and giving out tracts and so on. I'm not against it, of course not. But it's the life of separation, of liberty under the gospel, and holiness. That's what witnesses to man. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. But live as servants of God. Don't forget, we've already seen in verse 13, verse 12, we have seen live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Liberty, but not license.